What's Your Ministry Podcast with your host, Shamika the Real McCoy. We're not just a podcast. We're a community for McCoy Solutions University, an online platform for digital creators, business owners, entrepreneurs, and students looking to connect education and faith-based strategies by combining their personal and professional life to speak one language ministry in the marketplace.
Good morning, good afternoon, whatever the salutation is where you are listening from. Hello, hello to you out there in podcast land. This is your host, Shamika the Real McCoy, coming to you with another week at What's Your Ministry Podcast on all digital platforms. Happy Mother's Day to you guys. It's a new month. It's May. Happy Mother's Day. I'm actually recording this on Mother's Day, although it's going to be released this Thursday. All the mothers who have made sacrifices for their children, I want to say happy Mother's Day to you. If you are an aunt or a mother-like figure who's operating as a mother, I want to say happy Mother's Day to you as well. And I believe in giving your flowers while you are yet alive to smell them. This week, guys, we are in for a treat. But of course, you guys know I am a marketing and ministry coach. And before I do anything, I believe in a word of prayer. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, another blessed week. We pray, Lord God, the words that are going to be spoken, that you use my tongue as a pen for a ready writer to take notes, to plant seeds on their hearts. And God, I just ask right now that you do an increase in their personal lives, in their professional lives, as they combine the two to speak one language ministry in the marketplace. Okay, guys, I'm still debating on this title. Is it going to be called Making Business Decisions Under Pressure, or is it going to be called Resolving Conflict Under Pressure? Either way, my subject notes are still the same, and I'm just going to jump right on in there. This text is actually coming from James 1, and it's going to be kind of chapter 1, 2 through 8-ish. We're going to talk a little bit more as we move along into the faith piece of the podcast. But I just wanted to ask you guys a question. Let me know. You know, under pressure, we're talking about resolving conflict and making business decisions. Did you know naturally our instinct causes us to show emotions that causes us to become angry under pressure? Pressure can make you respond in different type of ways. And would you even believe me if I share with you a new way on how to respond under pressure? My ideal goal today is to place in your mind that pressure comes to produces patience. Patience called perseverance, according to Brother James. I don't want to jump too far ahead of myself. You guys know me, always trying to pace myself with grace, but I already know what I'm going to say before I share with you guys, because the way God has dropped it in my spirit, and I studied this thing for you guys. And so some of the pressure produces anger, while other pressure causes us to ignite a passion that's underneath us, a passion within our hearts. If you guys took a look at the logo for McCoy Solutions University, you'll see that one of the symbols in the logo is a torch. It has fire on it, and that torch represents passion. And that's what I'm here to ignite within you guys today, as I'm encouraging guys and sharing ways how to resolve this conflict under pressure. And so you guys know I'm a word person. I'm always talking about words and looking up definitions. So as we look and strategize throughout this episode, let's take a look at conflict. And really, what is it? Conflict is it's a mental struggle resulting from the incapabilities of observing needs, desires, wishes, or external or internal demand. For example, his conscience was in conflict with his duty. If you guys didn't know, the month of May 2024 is a month talking about mental health and mental awareness. And so sometimes, if you guys really think about it, this tool can cause a pressure within our minds mentally. It's this pressure that's within our minds. And sometimes when we hear information, perhaps it's sensitive information or information that's causing us to make decisions, we respond and react underneath this pressure, you know, this pressure that's affecting our decision making. And sometimes that pressure causes us to panic. I wanted to address this topic. I'm going to drop the link for you in the show notes where I received this content from, but just talking a little bit about having a panic attack. Now, when it comes to panic attacks, we know that panic attacks can come from stress in our daily lives, or it can come from hearing shocking news or information that is leading you to make a decision within a short time frame. And so I researched a little bit dealing with mental health around the area of panic attacks, and it reads, while mental health is always there and may be a positive or a negative, it may be seen in, you know, both ways. Mental illness affects a person's ability to function over a long period of time. A mental illness is not the same thing as feeling sad or unhappy or stressed because of a difficult situation. That's what I want to talk about. I want to let you know that our mental health and mental illness can be two different situations. And so in this particular case, I'm talking about the pressure that can affect our mental health. This pressure affects the way we make decisions. Guys, you know, I'm a little bit of a corny person. One of the things that I thought about just pressure from a light note is angry and hungry produced together can produce hangry. So I'm not talking about that pressure when you're hangry. I'm referring to this pressure that comes upon you when you're faced with making decisions. It could be in your personal or professional life. Either way, it is this force that is up on you, force working behind the scenes, is in control to have its way throughout this podcast as we combine topics discussing business and faith. And so this spiritual forces that I want to talk about, I want to get into the spiritual side a little bit. When I talked earlier about Brother James in chapter 1, that's in the book of James, New Testament. I tend to read at the NIV version of the Bible, but some people might like King James or whatever method works well for you. But I tend to find that the NIV tends to explain the text well. And so I want to talk about a little bit of the spiritual forces that's operating behind this prayer. As I stated, pressure can be from a natural or a spiritual perspective. And so James 1, we're going to begin at verse 2, and the title begins with trials and temptation. Guys, this is so good. This is so good. Father God, I just like to thank you for your word. I like to thank you for your instructions. I call the B-I-B-L-E, the basic instructions before leaving earth. I actually borrowed that from somewhere. I don't remember who. But the Bible gives us such good nuggets, guys. When we're facing situations naturally in our personal lives or in our professional lives, this is why God has called me to combine the two. So just take a look at James 1, beginning at verse 2. It says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Verse 3, because you know that the testing of your faith produces Persevere. Guys, this is so good. Let's jump into the definition of perseverance. Perseverance is the continued efforts to do or achieve something difficult despite of difficulties, failures, or opposition. Did you hear what I said? Is that this trial, oh, this is so good. Heavenly Father, have your way, have your way. Help me to remain calm a little bit while I'm preaching and speaking and teaching this message to the people, God, because it's just so good. So let me calm down. It says the action or condition or instance of persevering to be steadfast. So let's take a look at verse 3 again. It says, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Now, we all know that popular definition of faith, that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so in order for faith to operate, just take a look at it. Holy Spirit, have your way. In order for faith to operate in our lives, we have to go through some things. Do you hear what I'm saying? For faith actually to produce perseverance, it produces this pressure. And so don't find it strange when you're faced with situations and trials in your life, because it's really coming to make you stronger. Look at it from that perspective, is that faith is coming to make you stronger. And what you have to do is you have to remain steadfast and have endurance power to make it through the trial, because on the other side of trial, baby, is a testimony. Do you hear what I'm saying? And we overcome by the words of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. Let's jump into verse 4, James 1 and 4. It says, let perseverance finish its work so that you may mature and complete, not lacking anything. Have you ever seen someone experience pressure in their life? And when the pressure comes, they leave. My God, I did that little laugh, because oftentimes we see this in relationships. You are walking through life with someone, and when pressure comes in the relationship or a challenge is faced, that person leaves. Sometimes people leave because they don't have the power to stand. And sometimes you should really count it all joy, because it was a good thing that they left, because perhaps they wasn't meant to be there in the first place. This could be the way of the Holy Spirit moving a person out of your life through pressure. Have you ever viewed it from that perspective, that the Holy Spirit is allowing conflict to come into your life so it could weed out the people who cannot handle the other side of what God is pushing you through, that you is end up going to become part of your testimony? But it says that allow this perseverance to finish its work so that you may completely mature. We want to, sometimes we look at what other people's have, but we don't know the pressures that they experience in their life to produce their current situation. We don't know what they went through. Every time I keep saying this, I keep thinking about it, that perseverance is something that we go through when difficulty faces. It's a difficult of failure of opposition. But I'm here to remind you today is that, baby, you have to make it through on the other side, and you have to endure this pressure. You have to endure this fire again to get to that testimony and to mature. Guys, this was so good. You know me, I love to jump in the commentary. And the commentary for chapter 1 in James 2 through 4, it says, we can't know the depth of our character until we see how we react under pressure. It's easy to be kind when everything is going well, but can we be kind when others are treating us unfair? Tough times can teach us perseverance. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for pressure. I thank you for tough times. I thank you for these lessons that are coming and trials that are coming in our lives. And Father God, I thank you for Holy Ghost power to give us strength to endure. I thank you for Holy Ghost power to push us on the other side of this pressure. Sometimes, Father God, I understand that we need to be silenced when pressure comes. We need to be silenced as in to not speak the wrong thing. Okay, Holy Spirit, I hear you. Not speak the wrong thing and thank God. Okay, God, thank you. Okay, God is literally feeding my mouth with what to say within the hour and literally thank God when pressure comes. And don't find it strange because Brother James tells us is that pressure is coming. He didn't say if it comes. He said when it comes. It's coming. And so more pieces to help just encourage you in James 1 and 5. It says, if anyone lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously without finding fault, and it will be given to you. We're asking God for wisdom, the God who gives generously. Verse 6, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like the wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. Verse 7, that person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Verse 8, such person is double-minded and unstable in all they way they do. That kind of got me there because in King James, it says it's unstable in all their ways. But NIV says they're unstable in all they do. And so God was just talking to me on this piece, on this double-minded piece. And I'm going to pray against the spirit of double-minded. Okay, Heavenly Father, go in now. I speak right now against the waving spirit, that waving spirit that's affecting your decision-making. The waving spirit that's causing you to be on left and right and jumping in and out. The Holy Spirit says that waving spirit is that God spits you out. Either you hot or you're cold. Either you're standing for the Lord or you're not. Either you're enduring the pressure or you exit and the trial will come again. You can't be on both sides. You have to pick one. And whatever one you pick, then you have to endure it to the other side. And so I'm encouraging you today, under pressure, to remain with the Lord and ask the Lord for wisdom. Guys, this is good. Wisdom comes from God. That's a secret sauce, especially about being a man or woman in faith, is that our secret sauce is the Holy Spirit and God's wisdom and his favor that he has upon our life. This is so good. Behind the scenes, I'm going to kind of turn this that was a little bit of spiritual side. I'm turning this into a little bit of the natural side. Guys, you know, from our jobs and our careers, they could produce pressure, demanding responsibilities on our lives. These responsibilities can come from adulting or coming from making decisions or managing our personal and professional lives. And all these scenarios and situations, it can produce pressure. Do you hear what I'm saying? For me to kind of help me relax a little bit, the song that I dropped in McCoy Solutions University playlist. I have an Apple Music playlist in case you guys didn't know. I'll drop the link for you in the show notes. But in the playlist, I dropped this song called Adulting by Molly Music. You have to listen to it. It's that adulting is really what you pray for. This is what you ask God for. I want to remind you this again. It's that pressure comes, more responsibility. When this pressure comes, I want to remind you that sometimes this is what you prayed for. This is what you asked God for. And so when God gives you what you asked for, and then you begin to experience pressure, you have to go to God and ask him for wisdom to help you in your decision making as you are persevering through this trial or temptation that has come from what you pray, a business perspective, behind the scenes. You're given a deadline that you have to complete a task. And then this deadline is attached to a due date. A wise person would calculate the days or the time frame that's needed to complete the task. And all the deadlines can create a pressure. You have to use pressure as a fuel to help you in your decision making. This is a method too, guys, that I teach to my clients as I'm doing consulting. And if you're interested in learning more about this consulting piece, schedule a consultation with me. I actually do a free introduction. It's a free 30-minute phone call it's a discovery phone call where we could talk a little underneath pressure or resolving conflict in your business. This is something that I can assist you with. I want to give you today too some practical steps to help you to resolve conflict when pressure comes, to use conflict resolution. Have you guys heard of this? Conflict resolution. So I'm going to move to my definition. Back to the definitions, I said that conflict, it has to deal with mental struggle resulting from opposition, needs, desires, or wishing, external or internal demand. So I talked a little bit about conflict. I want to talk now about resolution. It's just the act of analyzing an act or a notion into a simpler. Okay, so we're talking about some conflict resolution tools that I use. So resolution is the ability to resolve. So it is something you're analyzing, perhaps something that's complex, and you turn it into something simple. And it's the act of determining. That's what resolution is. And so resolution solves problems. And so we're going to use this conflict resolution method as I present to you guys practical to resolve conflict. One thing is to get a clear understanding of the problem. This is where you should ask questions and wait for a response. Before you assume that the other person doesn't understand what you are trying to explain, be patient. Wait. Listen. Ask God for wisdom to help you as you're resolving the problem. Before you can resolve any problem, you have to first understand what the problem is. Two, second point I have is control your anger. As I stated at the beginning of this, is that anger is a natural response that occurs when pressure comes. When pressure comes, we naturally respond through anger. And so you have to take this anger, this potential energy to make you angry, and redirect it into your passion to fuel being paid. That's how you control your anger. And so you can feel anger, remain calm, and use the energy from anger as passion and fuel to resolve your conflict. And so, guys, that completes the message that I have for you guys today. I hope that you are encouraged by this piece on making business decisions underneath pressure and using the resolve through conflict resolution to do so. So I'm going to end this in the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now for giving an encouraging word and message for the audience that's listening today. God, we face pressures in various areas of our lives. And Brother James, chapter 1, reminds us that this is not strange, that when trials and temptations come, they're actually coming to produce what we need as perseverance. And this perseverance is actually, we remain through the pressure. If we are able to keep our feet gripped in your word, keep our solid standing, if we're able to remain underneath this pressure, Heavenly Father, we will produce the fruit of maturity that comes through on the other side. And so, God, I thank you right now that business owners, creatives, entrepreneurs, kingdompreneurs are able to remain underneath pressure. They're able to remain through prayer and asking you for wisdom, Lord God, to keep them to come through on the other side. And so, guys, I hope that you are encouraged this week. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me via email. I'm at info@mccoymarketingsolutions.com, or you can reach me at ministry, MINISTRY, at mccoymarketingsolutions.com.
Thank you for listening to another episode at What's Your Ministry Podcast. Don't forget, real ministry goes beyond the Sunday morning podium into our everyday lives. Connect with us at McCoy Solutions University and at McCoy_Solutions on all digital platforms. Have a blessed day.